Hello again, group. Welcome to my dungeon for our lovely game. Don't mind the incense or candles or anything. Just helps to set the mood. Now, the last time I left you off, you were planning on fighting a succubus, I believe it was. Well, that didn't go exactly as you had planned, if I remember correctly. So, I decided to try something different. It's a higher challenge rating, but I did have you all update your character sheets, so this should be a better start for the campaign. Now, let's start again by laying back and closing your eyes. No cell phones or other electronics. I want you to put them away. Turning them off would be better, but I know emergencies come up. Still, just sit comfortably and listen. You're heading back into a cave. This cave is not lit with any warm light, but it still feels warm and comfortable. You can hear a whispering in your mind, telling you to carry on down the path. Every footfall down this dark hallway makes a soft crunching sound. The area of the cave smells earthy and musky. It smells more like sex the deeper you walk into the cave. After your first run-in with the succubus, you feel a bit more on your guard. A soothing voice whispers in your mind, "Shh, just come, relax, keep moving, you're doing great, move forward." To relax and keep walking closer, every step in your mind, every word that is said, just slowly leading you deeper into this cave. The cave is so dark. Your mind seems to be what is really leading you. Your mind carried on the haze of these words, falling deeper into this darkness. Every step taking you further from the light of the world, and leading you deeper into this completely enveloping darkness. The scent of sex is getting heavier as you take steps closer into this dark cavern, moving closer to the whispered words. Take a deep breath. Let the scent fill your lungs. Breathe it in, slow and deep. Release the breath to release your control on the outside world. Deep breath in. Let this heady, sexy scent control your mind. And as you release that breath, release your waking mind and cling the sexy darkness. As you let your mind be invaded by this voice, even further, you begin to hear a countdown. It's a soft whisper in your head, leading you closer to the sexy scent, filling the room and all of your senses. Your mind begins to feel a bit heady with arousal as the countdown starts. 10. You are slowly making your way closer, hero. 9. Your mind is slipping in the haze of my arousal. 8. You can almost see me now, kind hero. 7. Your steps quicken as your heart slows. 6, you find your arousal building from the scent in the air. 5, you can hear no outside distractions, just my words filling your mind. 4, so close now, hero, feeling your mind drifting on this haze. 3, falling further and deeper into this darkness. 2, your mind becoming my possession. 1, you're in my grasp now. You feel tendrils wrap around your wrists, and you feel tentacles slowly pressing against your form, slipping beneath your armor and pulling it off a piece at a time. The words are too deep in your head, and the sexy scent has taken away your fight. You can't seem to move as this creature slowly disrobes you. Your body is its plaything. Feel your body spread out by its reaching arms. The tentacles are brushing all along your extended body. You are unable to move. You even try to move, try to get away, but you can feel yourself stuck in place by the scent, by the impending pleasure. You can feel the tentacles leaving a soft trail of ooze over your body, with the whispering words in your ear. You have no issues giving over to this entity entirely. The tentacles make their way down your body. You feel one wrap around your breasts and begin slowly sliding over them. It is wet and slimy and seems to feel a bit like an aphrodisiac. It may be part of why this room smells like sex. You can feel the tentacle tugging on your breasts, the goo sloshing and massaging into your breasts. Your arms and legs are still spread out wide as the illithid slowly teases your breasts and your nipples, her mouth running across your stomach, her tongue making its way down your body as her tentacle caresses your breasts. She slips her tongue into your soaking slit. She sucks on your clit, her mouth hot and wet, full of its own aphrodisiac, one tentacle teasing your entrance and dripping with this euphoric feeling, drawing your pleasure up to an unimaginable extent. You feel your body becoming more sensitive as she licks and slurps, her tentacle slipping into your pussy. One tentacle massages your breasts as the other slides in and out of your wet pussy, sliding her wet aphrodisiac goo all over inside your pussy. A free tentacle slips between your legs and teases your ass. This tentacle is soaked and seems to come from her mouth as well, sliding between your cheeks and slowly entering your ass. It is slender at first, but seems to grow to fill you. Immediately, you are full from both ends as her tentacle fills your ass and your pussy. Unable to move even the tiniest bit, the tentacle begins to fuck your ass in time with your pussy. Slowly at first, the ooze dripping from the tentacles into your ass and pussy, pumping the liquid into your sopping holes. They pump in and out slowly, caressing your breasts as they work inside you. You feel your arousal increasing. You can feel your hips buck. Your stomach clenches. She's getting you close. And from being in your mind, she knows what your body needs. She lets her tentacles swell in your pussy and ass, fucking them just slightly out of sync. As her tongue flicks across your clit, and she sucks on it gently, bringing you up to a hard edge, your legs trembling, hardly able to stand, as she sucks you harder. Deep, greenish eyes, glittering in the darkness of the room, looking up at you as she fucks your ass and pussy, and sucks on your clit, in and out. Slowly, her tentacles writhing over your breasts and in your ass and pussy, filling you and playing with you, drawing you deeper, till you can feel your mind melting in this immense pleasure. The release is right there. You can feel it, and you hear her whisper, "Obey and come now," in your mind. And you feel that urge, that need to release. You feel your stomach clench as your pussy tightens on her tentacle. Your pussy trembles as you reach your edge and feel yourself tumble over. Your body quivering in extreme pleasure. Your orgasm rushing out of your pussy as she starts fucking your ass and pussy faster, pushing you fast over the edge of pleasure. She pulls away slowly as she feels your release. That seems to be what she required of you. She releases you, your binds cut. You are able to move as you hear her whisper, "Pick up your clothing and find your way out. 10 steps behind you." You follow her directions. Just 10 steps and you're out and home and safe. One, the scent of sex is already leaving your nostrils. Two, you can feel your body moving more on its own. Three, you can feel the haze beginning to drift from around your mind. Four, you begin to remember your purpose for coming to this cave. Five, you begin to see the walls of the cave around you, the light pouring in from outside. Six, the outside noises begin to spill back into your mind. Seven, you're unable to feel the pull of the mind flayer anymore. 8, you're almost out of the dark confines of the cave. 9, you begin to feel the chair planted beneath you. 10, wake up, open your eyes, and find yourself in the real world. So, gals, what do you think? I know illithids are not near as sexy as succubi, but I think this teaches you a lesson. The succubus made you play with yourself for her attention. The illithid played with you just for your pleasure. Perhaps there will be more fun learning, or maybe just more fun, sexy adventures. Will you ladies be back next week?